He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the Tuesday morning. It's the live edition. It's the August 19th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know, we're off to a pretty good start here again today in the market. Right now, the Dow is up 46 points. Of course, that comes on the heels of a big triple-digit day yesterday, and the Dow is now at 16,884. I think you'll probably hear some 17,000 talk today on the various financial channels. S&P 500's up 5. That's a quarter of a percent back up to 1976. And I think you'll hear some 2,000 talk there on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is up 11. It's at 4,519, and if I'm not mistaken, that is a 14-year high on the NASDAQ as it closes in on its old high set way back in the year 2000. Yes, I was in the market back then. I remember what happened to the NASDAQ after it hit 5,000. It was not pretty, but here we are 14 years later, and we're almost back to where we were. The gold market is flat today. We have an ounce of gold selling for $1,298 today only. Come right on in. We'll give you a free silver coin. Crude oil, wow, $93.81. Man, crude oil has dropped. It is up just a little bit today. I guess oil investors think that the world is kumbaya right now, that there's no hot spots anymore. Everybody's smoking the peace pipe. The 10-year yield is at 2.37. The bond market doesn't think that way, does it? So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, you would think with the drop in oil prices here recently and the settling of gold prices here recently and the advance in the equities market and the big drop in interest rates here, you would think that, Let's get to the drop in interest rates later, because they disagree with gold, the oil market, the stock market, which says that everything's peace and love in the world again. Well, let's just take a look at the hot spots around the world that continue to impact the market. Fighting is underway in the center of rebel-held Ukrainian city of Luhansk, near the border with Russia, Ukrainian military says. For some reason, that's all we hear over here is how the Russia-Ukraine situation is kind of diffused and seems to be getting better, and its worst days are behind it. Well, you know, we haven't gotten very good reporting out of the Ukraine, have we? It was just Friday that Ukrainian troops were shelling the Russian convoy while Russian oligarchs were shorting the S&P 500. I wouldn't doubt it, because they do invest heavily in the stock market. And they have been known to manipulate things in the past. Something was fishy about that report. And then over the weekend, you know, it proved that the rumor was false. But now we're getting reports of fighting again. I don't know who to believe anymore. I'm going to have to send my cousin over there, somebody I trust, to Luhansk to tell me what's happening. Doesn't seem like we can really trust the media. Israel military says a number of rockets have been fired from the Gaza Strip, breaking the ceasefire. It's been pretty quiet over there recently. They continue to extend the ceasefire. They continue to talk. They continue to try to demilitarize. One side's not giving in. The other side wants the blockade to stop. That's not going to happen. We'll see where that ends up, but there is reports. I don't know. I guess it's reliable. Comes from the AP. They're reliable, right? Number of rockets have been fired from the Gaza Strip, breaking the ceasefire. Meanwhile, Tikrit. Well, that's Saddam Hussein's old city. That was his birthplace. course, now it's in the control of the Islamic State fighters who want to convert the world to Islam or chop off their head. Iraqi forces have now halted their advance. They were going to go take back Tikrit, doggone it, that ISIL stole from underneath them. And I guess those Islamic fighters are fighting back, and now the Iraqi forces have halted their advance on Tikrit. So anyways, there seems to still be those three hotspots in the world, and who knows what tomorrow will bring, and who knows what tonight will bring. That's all we can worry about is our individual stocks. But I don't think that the world situation has all of a sudden cooled off and gotten better and is all healed overnight. I still think there's upwards pressure on gold and crude oil, and I think you ought to maintain some right now just as a hedge. Not a big giant hedge, but just a hedge against world turmoil. You know, over the weekend, in fact, yesterday as I did my TV report on local Channel 6 news, I was asked by one of the anchors if I saw the 60 Minutes piece on Sunday night about, is the market rigged? And no, I didn't see the piece, but I'm well aware of the claims being made by Michael Lewis, who was the writer of Moneyball. Very good book. Very good movie on Billy Beane, general manager of the Oakland A's, and his sabermetrics. Well, now Michael Lewis has turned his attention to the stock market and high-frequency trading. And on the surface, when I hear the title, Is the Market Rigged? And then, of course, the book goes on to say, yes, it is rigged. Well, then I'm a little guy. Why should I even get involved in the market? I mean, when I think of rigged, I think of, I don't have a chance. It's rigged anyways. Why even try? When I think of rigged, you know, I think of the jockeys getting together here up the road at Del Mar and deciding who's going to come in first and who's going to come in second and who's going to come in third, and throw the racing form right out the window on the past performance because it's already been predetermined who's going to win the race anyways. So why even try? Or I think of the Padre game. I think we're in L.A. this right now, today, playing the Dodgers. It'd be like them getting together before the game, both sides, and deciding the script of the game and who's going to win. So why even go to the game if it's going to be rigged? That's the impression that a title like that gives me. I'm a little guy. Why should I even be in the market if it's rigged against me? Well, let's look at some facts. You know, over the long haul, the market has clobbered bonds, real estate, and gold by a wide margin. Why be invested in the market if it's rigged? Well, there's some pretty startling statistics. The market has almost tripled since 2009. What I'd like to hear Michael Lewis do, I like to quantify things. I like numbers. Numbers don't lie. Theories are misleading. Titles are misleading. Michael Lewis is in the business of selling books. And the more dramatic the title is, the more you can vilify somebody. Oh, Wall Street's rigged. There are a bunch of crooks on Wall Street. Don't even go there. I mean, that's the drift that I get. Well, Mr. Lewis, the market's almost tripled over the last 3 years. Take away the high-frequency traders, which I admit, they're there, and they're skimming pennies and dimes here and there with their computers and their fiber optics cables with their millisecond trading. But where would the market be today? It's tripled, Mr. Lewis. Where would it be today if there was no high-frequency trading? Would it have made a material difference? The S&P today is at 1977. It was at 666 5.5 years ago. Take away the high-frequency trading, and where would the S&P today be, Mr. Lewis? Would it be at 2,500? Should it be at 2,500? Should it be at 2,300, 2,100? Let's quantify things. Or would it be at 2,000? Would it be a 23-point differential? I think the average investor who's tripled his 401k is not out there on his rooftop shouting that the market is rigged against him, Mr. Lewis. I think the guy whose 401k has become a 1201k is pretty happy, Mr. Lewis, with Gilead Sciences and their cure for hepatitis C, and Apple with all their new inventions, and all the other companies that have made our life so much better and enriched and provided us with gadgets and technology and you name it. I think it's a pretty good system. Yeah, there's the high-frequency traders. Yes, I'm against it. But should the little guy avoid the market because of it? Yeah, I'll leave that up to you. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'll be leaving tomorrow morning to drive up to the Bay Area of San Francisco to the Money Show, which begins on Thursday, proceeds Friday, and then on Saturday, 9 a.m., I'll be giving a workshop that is free to anyone who attends. So back there in Minnesota, hey, the weather's pretty good in San Francisco right now. You can eat dinner at the Tadich Grill, have some fresh calamari and some steamed mussels and sourdough bread and clam chowder and all those good things that the Bay Area has to offer. And you can hear from some of the top professional money managers in the world at the Money Show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Union Square, Hilton. That ought to be a good time. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll have a booth there. We'll be bringing the app, showing the app to these sophisticated investors and see what they think of it. It's been as high as number 2 in the world on the iTunes store as far as top grossing apps. And I talked with my developers yesterday. They have the push notifications working. And now we're just, so the Android is working now. If you want to subscribe to the premium version of the app, which includes live push notifications, that's now available on the Android, and we're just waiting to hear back. We've submitted it to the Apple, and we should hear any day, and it should be ready to go. And then the third one is the newsletter, premium subscription. And then I will not be tweeting live trades anymore from that point forward, so we're just right on the cusp of having that ready. Okay, the stock I want to talk about here next is a stock that is breaking out with a vengeance right now. And it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. It had a very nice day yesterday. It's been in a consolidation since about June. It split 2-for-1, and the stock has been consolidating ever since. So all the whole month of June, the whole month of July, the whole month of August, almost, so call it 10 weeks, this stock has been consolidating. And in fact, it even drifted a little lower here over the last month or so, and then all of a sudden it picked itself up first week of August when it hit 96.76. And yesterday it hit a new all-time high. We like new all-time highs here at Gunderson Capital Management. We especially like stocks that are hitting new all-time highs. Now, not all of my stocks are hitting new all-time highs, obviously, but this one is. The name of the company, well, let's give some hints here. It's from Omaha, Nebraska. Okay, so of all you stocks out there, if you're not from Omaha, Nebraska, sit down. It's a, market cap company of, what the market cap, I know it's about 100. Now, $93 billion. So it is a large cap company, pays a dividend. A pretty decent little dividend of 1.9%. It's in Warren Buffett's backyard. Don't forget, Buffett's the Oracle of Omaha, and this company headquartered in Omaha. And don't forget, Buffett has made a big investment in the railroads recently. He bought Burlington Northern. And I wrote an article recently for thestreet.com or MarketWatch, I can't remember which one, saying, did Buffett buy the wrong railroad stock? Because Union Pacific has sure been a heck of a good performing stock over the years. What a solid performer. Here we are in 2014, and we still have railroad stocks leading the way. You would think it would be the fiber optic highway or the freeway lined with semiconductors and buses and ports, leading to higher bandwidth, but no, a railroad stock. Union Pacific over the last 10 years has delivered 24% per year to investors. How many times have I come on this show and talked about Union Pacific, UNP, and other railroad stocks for that matter. And here's a company that has quadrupled the returns of the market over the last 10 years. Is the market rigged, Mr. Lewis? Why don't you invest in Union Pacific? Why didn't you invest in Union Pacific 10 years ago? And then come to me and tell me that the market is rigged. Over the last 5 years, Union Pacific has doubled the returns of the market, 30.9% per year, while the market's up 14.8%. Over the last 3 years, 37% per year, while the market's up 20%. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up 34%, while the market's up 19%. It's beat the market over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years. Hey, I wish I would have just had all my money here at Gunderson Capital Management in Union Pacific since over the last 10 years. I'd be the top money manager in the world. But I'd get in all kinds of trouble for not diversifying people's portfolios enough. So, you know, it's a tough business here. Anyways, we take a look at the performance grade. When we take a look at Union Pacific, the performance thereof versus all the other publicly traded stocks in my database, which currently numbers 3,000. 856, Union Pacific gets an A. Top of the class performance. But you know that I'm performance plus value. Gunderson Capital Management is a shop that combines value with performance. That's kind of our little theme here, our moniker at Gunderson Capital Management. So let's take a look at the valuation of the shares. Union Pacific's currently trading at 16.4 times forward earnings, which is a discount to the overall market. It's expected to grow over the next 5 years. It's expected to continue to grow by 15% per year, which seems doable. They've grown by 24% per year over the last 5 years. So you could say that this stock is still trading at a discount to its growth rate. The PEG ratio right now is not under 1, but it is 1.11, and it was a lot lower a couple of weeks ago before the stock decided to really go on a run here and break out to new all-time highs. So far we have the performance, we have the value. The last little piece of the puzzle is that all-important stock chart. Is it in an uptrend, is it in a downtrend, or is it in a sideways trend? Well, it's been in a sideways trend for the last 10 weeks after a long uptrend. It's consolidated. It had to make up its mind whether it was going to break down and roll over or break out to new highs, and it broke out to new highs here within the last 2 days. I continue to have a position in Union Pacific. Out of 3,856 stocks, it comes in at number 144. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at Bill Gunderson, for a change in my opinion of the stock or by getting my newsletter at pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked in the first little bit about the rigging of the market, which, that's Michael Lewis's latest book. He's the author of Moneyball. Great movie. Brad Pitt playing Billy Bean. And, of course, those Oakland Athletics have been pretty successful. So there must be something to Moneyball. In fact, I'm thinking of going Friday night to see those Oakland Athletics play the Angels there in the Oakland Coliseum, which is a tough place. It's a tough place to watch a baseball game. I've been there a couple of times. But Lewis's latest book is, of course, Is the Market Rigged? And he claims it is. And yet, I don't know. I see the market tripling over the last 3 years. I hope Mr. Lewis's 401k has become a 1201k, and he might not be so sour on the market had he been participating in all this. And while I admit to the fact that the high-frequency traders are taking advantage of a loophole somewhere and skimming pennies and dimes here and there from the big traders, I don't know how much impact it has on the little guy. What I would like to see is just a simple empirical study. Where would the Dow be today? Okay, the Dow's at, or let's take the S&P 500. It's at 1967 right now. Where would it be today over the last 5.5 years had it not been for high-frequency trading? Would it made a would it have made a material difference in the S&P 500 index? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not going to do the study, but that's what I want to know. How much has it cost me? I've almost tripled my money. Has it cost me a quadruple? I don't know. I doubt it very much. Anyways, we featured the Union Pacific. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We combine value with performance and a healthy stock chart. We try to stack the odds in our favor. It doesn't always work out, but we do our best to have a collection of what I consider to be the best stocks now, the ones that are flourishing in this current environment. For whatever reasons, Union Pacific is flourishing. And I would have to say part of it is not having the pipeline infrastructure for energy that we should have here in America. Instead, we're shipping oil the old-fashioned way by rail car. And by the way, pretty soon that's going to get real tough, a lot tougher, because there's going to be new regulations requiring brand new rail cars, which is why I like the rail car companies, which is why I own Greenbrier, a company that makes rail cars. And there's other plays on the rail cars. American Rail Car, ARII, is another one. And there's a third one called Trinity Industries, TRN, because those rail cars are going to have to extra heavy so they don't spill oil should there be a derailment. I say we're much better off building the pipelines and putting in the infrastructure so we don't have to depend on Libya and Venezuela and Iraq, some of the most peaceful places in the world, for our oil. I say tell them to stick it. We've got enough of our own. We don't need your oil. But you know what? I don't know. That just makes too much common sense, I guess. Let's take a look at another stock, Mr. Lewis, that's hitting new all-time highs today that broke out yesterday. I wonder if Lewis owns any Celgene Corp, which is another biotech. And the biotechs have made a nice recovery here recently. And in fact, the biotechs are kind of at the top of the heap once again. And I have a theory. You know, when I see the consumer, not that healthy right now. You know, it's up to you. You can believe the Consumer Confidence Index, or you can believe the CEO of Macy's, the CEO of McDonald's, the CEO of many other retailers that have, Home Depot reported good earnings. Walmart recently said that their consumers aren't buying right now. It's down. So you can believe consumer confidence numbers, or you can believe the CEOs of retail companies that are actually directly interfacing. They're not calling them on the phone. How confident are you these days? No, they're directly interfacing with the consumer on a daily basis. And I think that biotechs are not correlated to the economy, and that's why when the economy starts to soften, people flock. Or they don't flock, but they feel more comfortable owning a biotech that isn't correlated to the economy. Case in point, okay, if we look back, let's just look at Biogen. Let's just pull up one at random here. Back in 2008, the market was down 38% because the economy went into the tank. Biogen was only down 16%, a large biotech stock. Let's look at Celgene. I have no idea what the answer to this question is, but here it is. Back in 2008, when the market was down 38%, Celgene was up 19.6%. So go figure. Are the biotechs non-correlated to the economy? They seem to be. Let's just take a look at the broad index, IBB, which is the sector called biotech. It includes biotech stocks. In 2008, market down 38%. The biotech sector was only down 12%. You would think that a speculative sector like the biotechs, that nobody'd want to touch them when the economy is going into the hole and people are being evicted from their homes and handing over the keys to the banks and losing their jobs, but yet the biotechs were much stronger in 08 than most other sectors. So go figure. And when I see the biotechs go into rally mode, it's generally during a time that we're getting bad news on the economy. And lately, the news hasn't been really that good. Unemployment, jobless claims, Walmart, Macy's, different stores reporting disappointing earnings and saying that the consumer is not that strong. And Celgene is hitting a new all-time high right now. So there you go. I show a company here in Celgene. Let's take a look at the particulars. Celgene is a company that develops therapies to treat cancer and immune inflammatory related diseases by regulating cells, genes, and proteins. It's a $74 billion company headquartered in Summit, New Jersey. It's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. In fact, it's performed better than Union Pacific. Its performance grade is A+. And here's the reason why. I mean, you're talking not top of the class here. You're talking valedictorian type numbers here. Over the last 10 years, Celgene has delivered 29.8% per year. And that's without any dividends. That's pure capital appreciation. Five times. It's quintupled the returns of the market over the last 5 years. 10 years. 10 years. Man, I should have just put everything in Celgene and Union Pacific and spun the wheel and let it ride. Look at that. 30% per year. That makes Buffett's head spin. Over the last 5 years, Celgene's delivered 29% per year. Now wait, the story gets even better. Over the last 3 years, Celgene's averaged 49.6% per year, while the market's averaged 20. And over the last 12 months, it's up 38%, while the market's up 19%. Stellar performance. And you know the old adage, past performance is no guarantee of future results. And that's true. But you know what? I got nothing wrong with having past performance on my side, in my camp, you know. I like those numbers. Makes me feel kind of confident about the future, especially a company that's grown their earnings by 31% per year over the last 5 years. But what about value? Well, it's trading at a forward PE of 18.6. About a market number, and yet you've got a valedictorian stock here. You'd think you'd be paying much more for it. And it's expected to grow by 26% per year over the next 5 years, meaning that it's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. The PEG ratio comes in at 0.71. You can see why the Best Stocks Now app, when it goes out and looks for performance, and then it looks for value, and then it looks at the stock chart, which hit a new all-time high yesterday. You can see why this is one of the A-plus rated stocks in my system right now. I think there's only five or six of those. And the stock, oh, there must be about 10 or 11 right now. The stock currently comes in at number 9. And it's a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts and in my aggressive growth accounts. Celgene, C-E-L-G, not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock. Now, we'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've discussed the hot spots in the world. Seems like the hottest one is Ferguson, Missouri, a suburb of St. Louis. I'm scheduled to go to St. Louis in about a month to go back and visit Scott Trade again. I'm a member of their Scott Trade Advisory Council. Man, I'm going to wait for that action to settle down a little bit, because the airport is not too far from Ferguson, Missouri. There's a hot spot in the world, and of course, Iraq is still a hot spot in the world. I don't know. They're trying to stop the advance of these loons, but they're pretty vicious fighters. They're not going to go down without a fight, and meanwhile, they're trying to bring their brand of warfare to America. You know what? And personally, I think it's just a matter of time before some guy blows himself up in a delicatessen in New York City or a nightclub here in San Diego or something like this. I really do. And that's why borders like Texas concern me. You know, I live on the border. I can see the border from my office. I don't think the border should be porous. I can't go into Mexico freely and return freely. In fact, coming back is difficult. Our American guys barely let me back after going fishing down in La Paz. They search my car. They go through everything. They go through my ice chest. They check my passport. They treat me like I'm a drug runner. And I'm an American. And yet, you know, they wink and nod and let the other ones just go right on through, which doesn't make much sense to me. But I don't want a nightclub bombing in downtown San Diego. I want to check people that are coming in and out of the border. Is that too much to ask? Isn't that just common sense? And I really feel like it's just a matter of time before we wake up and they love to do car bombs. There's going to be a car bomb somewhere in America. And I think we ought to avoid and prevent this kind of thing if we can, do everything possible to do it. And I don't think letting just anybody into America, I don't have any problem with immigrants and all of this. My great-grandfather came over here from Norway. Somebody let him in, but they checked him out first a little bit. He had to go through the channels, you know. I don't know. I think that's a good way to handle your borders. And then, of course, we have trouble in Israel. Still, I've heard that the ceasefire has been broached, which every single one has been breached, and we'll take a look and see where that all ends up. And in the meantime, while there's been no bombs flying back and forth for a while, oil has come down to $93.50 per barrel, but I'm going to keep my little exposure to oil as a hedge, because I, for one, don't think that the world's going to become a more peaceful place going forward. I think it's going to become a more chaotic place going forward. And that is bound to put upwards pressure on oil, because oil is a terror indicator, as is gold. I have a very small position in gold, 3%. It's right now a hedge, just in case. Because any day we could wake up to some big event happening somewhere in the world, and I think that the probabilities of that are rather high right now. I just don't see the current way that we're handling all these various situations. I just don't see them getting any better real soon. So I think we have to be really, really careful. And I think we have to keep our eye on the U.S. consumer. I have my doubts about consumer confidence right now. I have my doubts that the consumer is fat, healthy, and wealthy and spending freely at the malls on the weekend. I really do have my doubts. And for that reason, I continue to invest overseas. India is really starting to take off again. I know the new leader, you know, he's been in for 90 days and he hasn't exactly, you know, he's got to ease into this thing. He's pro-business. He can't just all of a sudden overnight make everybody mad. He's got to keep both parties happy and all the people, and he's got to ease them back into the world markets and capitalism, and he's doing that. It's showing up in the stocks. Tata Motors has been breaking out here recently. Look at the breakout in Tata, TTM, which is a large holding here. I don't own Ford. I don't own GM. I own Tata, which is the Indian manufacturer. It's a $29 billion company. One of their brands is Jaguar and Range Rover. So you might be familiar with Tata through that. I don't own Tesla. I own Tata. And I continue to invest in China, which seems to be kind of immune from all of this. Russia, Israel, Iraq turmoil. They just kind of sit over there. They're very quiet. You always got to worry about the quiet guy, don't you? He's usually the guy who really got it all together. And, you know, the quiet guy at the poker table, that's the guy you got to worry about, not the braggadocious one. It's that quiet guy that makes my left eye twitch. But the Chinese market is really blasting off right now. I tweeted out several more breakouts. NetEase yesterday broke out, NTES. Chinese stocks breaking out all over the place. That tells me something. That tells me that the emerging markets, which have underperformed the U.S. markets for the last 5 years, are now starting to kick it into gear. And over the last 12 months, they've now outperformed the U.S. market. And I think that that trend is going to continue going forward. I have a lot more interest, even though I still own the Biogens and the Celgenes and several other U.S. stocks still, because they're flourishing. I have a keen interest right now. Every day I'm looking for more Chinese exposure, more Asia exposure, more India exposure. I just think that there's more opportunity there. Our markets have tripled over the last 3 years. Over the last 5 years, their markets have not tripled over the last 5 years. In fact, they've been crawling along over the last 5 years. So anyways, I outline my stance on the market every week. I buy the stocks that I talk about. I own the stocks that I talk about. I practice what I preach. My newsletter, you can get a 4-week trial to the full newsletter. That's a very generous offer. Most people give you 1 week to decide. You know, I give you 4 weeks. See if you like it or not. The website is pwstreet.com. And then I continue on with the standard newsletter, not the premium one. And it has all of the sector rankings every week, the asset class rankings, my take on the overall markets. It just doesn't have the model portfolios. That's pwstreet.com. But my main thing is managing money here at Gunderson Capital Management. I pull the trigger. I have people that help me. If you're interested in us managing your money, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.